A healthcare program that helps Tennesseans sign up for insurance and maintain coverage is being drastically slashed. As the enrollment period approaches in November, people who need insurance could be left to navigate the complicated process on their own. WPLN's Jay Shaw reports.
Getting insurance can be difficult. Some people don't have access to the internet, others don't know what they qualify for. And for some Tennesseans, getting coverage for the whole family is a daunting process.
So a family will come to us and the father will be eligible for insurance on the marketplace, and the mother may be eligible for insurance through TennCare, and the child may be eligible for insurance through CoverKids. So we're really helping one family with three different insurance applications.
That was Michael McSurdy, CEO of the Family and Children's Service. It's the group that has developed a statewide network of so-called navigators who help people sign up for insurance. But they expect the federal government to slash funding by at least 80%. Program Director Sandy Dimmick says this won't just impact people who need help signing up for federal health plans, it will also affect people who need help signing up for state Medicaid programs.
We were able to do that before because we had enough navigators. You know, we had the capacity to deal with that work, but now we won't be able to. And that's going to be a problem for the people who are going to fall through the cracks.
The Navigator program is reaching out to state lawmakers to help fill the gaps in funding. Potentially, just 4 healthcare navigators will serve the entire state of Tennessee for the coming enrollment period. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.